Chapter 2, How I Became a Comedian. I wrote my first show in second grade. One afternoon, the girls in Mrs. Morrison's class surprised the boys by presenting a little review for us that we all considered very corny. It included, "I swear, I'm a little teapot." So I got the boys together, and we wrote a scathing parody of the girls' show. A few days later, we told Mrs. Morrison and the girls that we had a surprise for them in the AV room. During the show, some of the girls cried. Mrs. Morrison was a wonderful teacher, so she turned that sow's ear into a silk purse. Why not have Alan write a show that the boys and the girls can do together for your parents? I have just a vague memory of just one sketch for that show. It was a Civil War sketch where the joke was anachronisms. While the nurses were attending to wounded soldiers, they all heard the news of Lincoln's assassination on the radio. Not funny? I was 7! As much as Mom and Dad wanted me and Owen to go to college and win the Cold War, the fact that I chose to become a comedian had everything to do with them. My mother was my first audience. She was a stay-at-home mom until I went to kindergarten, so when I was little, we'd spend the day together, and I'd love to make her laugh. Now, this is a little embarrassing, but here it is. When I was 3 years old, Mom would have me do an impression of Jackie Gleason's signature, "And away we go," for company. My guess is there may be something not entirely healthy there, but I'll save that for my next book, The Sorrow and the Gavel, The Sad Inner Lives of U.S. Senators. Dad loved comedy, and I loved watching it with him and Owen and Mom in the TV room. His absolute favorite was Buddy Hackett. Now, Dad inhaled a pipe all his adult life. When I was a kid, if Dad got on a laughing jag, he'd start coughing at some point and inevitably end up coughing up phlegm into the clean, neatly pressed white handkerchief he always carried in his right front pocket. So if Johnny Carson said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Buddy Hackett," Mom would get up and leave the room. But the phlegm didn't bother me and Owen. Throughout grade school and junior high, I continued to be a good student and something of a comedian. I wasn't the class clown so much as I like to think a sly, observational comic. If I found a teacher like Mr. Knutson in sixth grade who dug my stuff, I'd play to the teacher. If I didn't like the teacher, like my eighth grade civics teacher,